dictation for Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Pyle, P-Y-L-E. May 1877, addressed as a letter to Dr. Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Anderson, 875-5169. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow-up for Stephanie, chronic kidney disease. She has primary biliary cirrhosis. Last visit in March. Denied hospital visit. Stable symptoms of esophageal reflux. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, odynophagia, or gastrointestinal bleeding. She has a rectal fissure, occasionally bleeds. No urinary tract infection, minor incontinence. Morbid obesity, stable dyspnea, has not required any oxygen or inhalers, no purulent material hemoptysis. No gross edema, denies any falling episode, denies pruritus, follows gastroenterologist Dr. Jones, J-O-N-E-S, at Lansing. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the bicarbonate for renal tubular acidosis. Remains on combination losartan HCTC. For her liver abnormalities on ursodiol, U-R-S-O-D-I-O-L. Next paragraph, present weight 326. Higher than before, 312. Blood pressure by nurse, 120/58. Lungs distant clear. No arrhythmia pericardial wrap. Morbid obesity, no abdominal tenderness. Don't see major edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry, September. Creatinine, 2.12. which is still baseline for a GFR of 28 stage 4, low bicarbonate 11 with a high chloride 113, normal potassium, minor low sodium, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, minor low platelets, anemia 10.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4, at baseline, no progression of symptoms, no indication for dialysis. Next number, there is metabolic acidosis with high chloride, probably representing renal tubular acidosis as she denies any diarrhea. Presently, normal potassium balance, already on bicarbonate replacement, has not been able to take more than two a day. Next number, hypertension, continue, present regimen, diuretics and ARV. Next number, anemia and thrombocytopenia stable without active bleeding. Next number, primary biliary cirrhosis, clinically stable. No encephalopathy, nothing to suggest active gastrointestinal bleeding, and nothing to suggest ascites. Next number, prior low-level proteinuria, non-nephrotic range. Continue chemistry in a regular basis. Update phosphorus and PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism and mineral bone abnormalities with kidney disease. Update protein creatinine ratio in the urine. Come back on the next 6 months.